There, now I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
How do you breathe?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I tried unmuting myself. No, I don't
know. Hey, Stephanie, this is Paul. Can we add a little more description to your name there?
There we go.
Mine ain't going.
Stephanie, are you there?
Say yes. Yes.
Stephanie, what's your last name?
Pierce.
There we go. Stephanie Pierce.
Well, she's already been here. Oh. Mike sent her home and get on the site, get out of the game and vlog here. Maybe see you here.
You on? Dude, what screens? Hit this?
No.
I guess it's not.
Are you sure? I couldn't find where we did.
So far, I only got two pictures on here. How many you got? Okay.
It'll be done for sure. Can I turn this down or mute it?
I know mine, because I unmuted myself. I don't know if that's what done it or not.
Did you hit recording?
No.
Did you hit start video?
No.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to lead off with a couple of things just like I did last time. Departmental audits will resume when we get back to normal, if we ever get there. This meeting is available to the public on the posted Zoom website. Amy is here and taking minutes as usual. We will not have a public comment section at the end per Governor Cuomo's directive. And one thing that I'm going to personally do is try to work to curtail the crosstalk and unnecessary comment so that we can move the meeting along. So in your comments and such, please be brief point. First, we can talk about the previous monthly meeting minutes. Any comments, questions, problems? I have a motion to accept them. That was motion by Randy. Second. By Lonnie. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Couple things we need to bring up in review. Abstract number one, which goes back to January. Voucher number two for the Altmar Fire Department should have been $57,100. That was where we paid the commission to the company for selling the heavy rescue truck. And I forgot, I didn't have it noted correctly. So we got that taken care of. You'll notice on your copy, the abstract, it also says the account number should be SF1-3410.4. We had already corrected that previously. That's just a leftover note. And then on abstract three, the bulk salt for winter, I had assigned it to DA512.2. And further investigation, that should have gone to DA5152.4. So those two corrections have been made. And I think at this point, any questions on those things? We can move into the monthly report. I think Herb has signed in with us. Herb, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. We've been having meetings pretty regularly with the county, and they're really concerned about the sales tax. They look like it could be a reduction right now, like from the last quarter to this, about 17%.
He froze. We've lost you, Herb. Can you hear me? He's gone dark.
Seems to have frozen. I don't see any activity from him, so he may have to reconnect.
Okay. Do you want to do your report, Paul, in the meantime?
Sure. I can do my report while we're waiting for him to get reconnected there or resume.
Okay.
Of course, we're still under New York pause, and the Tug Hill Times is going out by email or on the Tug Hill website, since we're not mailing the copies out during the work at home restrictions. Commission employees are still at work full time, but we don't have access to the full range of resources we have when they're working out of the Watertown office. So, Tug Hill Commission does have a list of municipal resources and references and other useful information at the Tug Hill website. And it's in the report that I emailed the copy to you in advance of the meeting. I wanted to report to you that all the refunds for the 2020 local government conference have been issued. So if you haven't gotten it, let me know and we'll have to follow up on it. But everybody who paid for the Tug Hill conference should have gotten a refund by now.
Yep, done. Got mine.
As much as we could to get information that was intended for the conference available via the website. Again, if you go to the website, you can find it there. Another way we've tried to make training available has been through teleconferences and webinars. We have one set up that was intended for the local government conference, set up for this Thursday at 10:30 a.m. on small wireless facilities and 5G in New York State. That would have to do with the new cellular technology coming along. And we'd like you, if you could, to pre-register for that teleconference at the Tug Hill website at www.tughill.org. Another webinar that might be of interest is being held by the State Comptroller on Wednesday, May 20th at 10:30 on policies and procedures for managing your municipality. And that's up at the State Comptroller's website on the report that I sent you. Just the same way that you're doing your meeting tonight via teleconference, the Tug Hill Commission itself is doing that this next Monday, the 18th at 10 to 11:30. And the information should be up on the Tug Hill website about that. And the governor did issue a new executive order on Thursday, May 7th, that extends our ability to do these meetings by teleconference until June 6th. So we're covered for tonight. And then last but not least, the tentative tax roll has been posted to the town website in compliance with state law. And I understand a notice went out from the county detailing changes in New York state law having to do with taxpayers and basic STAR benefits. So I posted that on your website and a bunch of other town and village websites in this area that I maintain. And that would be it.
Thank you. I have a question. These webinars that are occurring, we can probably find those down the road too. For instance, if I can't attend the one tomorrow, I could find it later on.
Yes, that's very true. A lot of these, they're recorded and you can play them back later on, even if you can't observe them live to be able to ask questions. You can usually pick up a recording of them later. And that and okay. Other ones. And I should mention on the local government conference, not only is stuff from this year's local government conference that we intended for this year posted, but a lot of the stuff from our prior conferences too. So if you're looking for information on a subject, that might be a place worth looking to see if we might have covered it in a prior local government conference.
Perfect, thank you. Thank you. Any questions for Paul? Oh, all right, we'll move on. Did Herb sign back in?
I don't see him yet. He's not in the waiting room and he's not on the screen, so.
That's too bad.
We'll see if he shows back up.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, we'll move on to Highway Superintendent Ted Bennett.
Well, we've been doing the roadside, doing shoulders, and we've been doing ditching, tree trimming, putting in a culvert. Other than that, we've just been pretty much maintaining and doing perfectly fine. Unless anybody has any questions or needs anything done, feel free to call. I mean, that's about it, what we've been doing. I mean, right now, we just went around and did all the dump spots,
but I don't know when the state is going to do this.
I'm not going to get a hold of them because I noticed none of them have been done yet. Not supposed to touch it unless we contact them first. But them are the only spots really that we have left. And the training for equipment, that's no longer going to be this year unless something drastic happens and they will contact us for it. So pretty much what I'm doing is going to give them the training that I know, and then through Doug Henry and Henry Allen that runs heavy equipment, they're going to work with us with the guys on a couple pieces of equipment that we do have to have some work on. So that's basically where we're at right now. But we're doing fine. Everything's going good. We had one accident, which Mike was there. We had a tie rod at end goal. Thank God nothing happened. We ended up in somebody's yard, but we didn't hurt anything. Nobody got hurt. So that truck goes up for inspection next week, and I got one being done tomorrow. It just threw an alarm to me. Actually, it was my own fault. The one truck ran out last month. I didn't notice it. I didn't keep track, but that's something that I told them that they have to keep track of. That's their responsibility. So other than that, everything's going good.
I know a couple things we talked about. Pass on to each of the board members as
private, so not for public knowledge. And then we had talked about the going to the daily inspection sheet from Niner. So that's something you're going to implement. And I know you've already got a couple, so you don't need this.
That's where it's turned through. So if there's ever any questions, they can't say, well, that's not what we are looking for. So this way here, if anything happens, we're covered. That's what the other drives do. Same exact thing. Whoever they're covered to, that's what they have the truck inspections done through. Yes, I do. I had the county went through with the village, which I thought there was, I didn't think there was that much mileage in the village, but we got 1.8 miles, and to have it all paved by the county. And if there's any flosses or anything like that, it would be their responsibility to come back and fix. And it's $200,000, which if we use our CHIPS money, and we talked about it before, putting a little bit of money in with it to have it done, that would actually help us in the long run down the road to get more chips back for the future if we just invest once. Because whenever you put into it, the chips, usually they'll give you right back 90% of what you put into it. So, you know, if we spend the money once for the next 7 to 10 years, it's going to help us in the long run, outside of the village, which the village we have to use blacktop. We can't use motivator. So that's something that I have to sit down during a budget time and figure out. Right.
Is that why you got the building marked off here and the streets because it needs blacktop?
Yep. Them are the ones that have to blacktop, and we walked it, marked it.
Okay.
All of them, so that way there, that's what we could do. Which I can get other quotes, which we will. I think I get one from Barrett, and I think I get one from what Was it Callahan? Up in get all the quotes and see what's going on. But that's what the county was $200. I don't think that's really that bad for all of us, for them that, you know.
In the whole building.
Yeah, the whole building, all of them.
Yeah.
You know? Because we need it.
Probably not bad for that.
Right. It is, but, you know, to get it all done, at one point I was thinking, I'll do half of it. That's cost.
That's something you plan on for another year?
No, that's for next year. I'd like to attack it for next season. That's why I say we'll talk about it in a bunch of time and figure it all right out and see what we can do.
All right.
Is that a rolled inch?
What's that?
Are you asking for a rolled inch? Is that what you're looking for?
2 inches.
2 inches. All armor coat, right? No binder whatsoever. I mean, all that.
2 inches, you know, we'll go through it, get it all prepared. That's why I'd like to know, because like with our
drainages, all of our drainages are down. And if we're going to do something like that, I'd like to know, because I want to bring them up before they come here. Because I got to do one drain down, I'm going to be putting a drain in. And by the bar on both sides of the road, that has to be brought up a lot. So I'd like to know, I'm going to do it, but if we're going to do the blacktop, I'd like to know if I'm going to be bringing it higher. You know what I mean? So that's something I want to do this year. So I'm definitely going to raise them this year.
Mike, is there $200,000 in the budget for this year? The only reason I ask that is with this COVID going on right now, the county's not planning on paving their own streets yet.
That's why I say for next year, Rick, is because they're going to, right now, they don't plan on paving. They actually went and ran a machine to do all roadsides.
I know.
Five months.
Right. Now, why I ask that is there's going to be more than just the Sligo County. So there'll be more TIP money available, because I don't know if everybody realizes that if you do not use that money, you don't get that, right? So what I would like you to do is to get a hold of the state to see if possible, if you spent $200,000 additional dollars this year, how much of that money would we get back by December of this year? Could you do that?
Yeah. Rick, you're saying that you have to spend it first?
You got to spend it in order to get any money back. So if we don't spend any money this year, like a lot of townships, municipalities are doing, they're not doing it because they don't have the revenue coming in. So what they're if you don't spend money with the state of New York, you don't get any money back.
I'm thinking about
well, that's why I asked him to look into that, if you don't mind. You know? There's not enough money in that budget to really. There hasn't been for a lot of years, but.
Right. Well, but if we're all going to keep using it, that's the part that we do is invest it once.
Well, especially if we're going to get the money back. That's what I'd like you to find out. How much of that we can get back, especially because the county, I can't believe the county's not going to pay their own road this year. They're hauling the stone, but.
We're all set with me, Mike.
Well, I got a couple.
No, there's still more stuff there.
Yeah. What's left, Herb? cut in, though, if you don't mind. And Herb, you want to continue with your report? We lost you last time.
Yeah, the computer went dead, I guess. I don't know anything about these too much. I was talking about the sales tax. We think that we're going to get a lot less sales tax. The property tax has been coming in at pretty good. It's the sales tax, the big one. And we could be losing like 17% this quarter. We really don't know. You're only guessing. But the county is taking steps. They got proposals, and the meeting's going to be on Thursday about the hiring freeze, and all the purchases is going to have to be frozen until, and they can only be okayed by the chairman and the leadership. So basically, they're going to start really cutting down on everything. And you mentioned highway. What they're only going to do, they're going to do us get the highway up and running, the blacktop, but they're going to do it in quarters, like 500,000. They're going to start up and everything running because they don't know how much money they're going to get back. And we don't know how much money we can spend. So they're going to break it down in quarters, do a quarter. If everything's good, they'll do the next one. If everything's good, they'll do another one. So that's what's happening in the highway department. And as far as the testing is for COVID there, we should meet the criteria by Friday. The governor said we didn't come up. We had 647 tests a day. He wanted 775. But now he's mandated that all the adult homes, the nursing homes, all the employees, which is roughly 5,000, now you got to do 2 tests on them per week. And that alone would give us more than enough tests so we should be okay for phase 1, which should start on Friday. And phase 1 means construction companies and work can start again, manufacturing and wholesale supply chains, retail, curbside pickup, agriculture, forestry, and fishing. That's in the phase 1. And then they'll go into phase 2 2 weeks later if everything continues and the governor thinks we're doing everything right. He's going to set up a control group to watch our region. And if we slip or we start getting a high peak on something, he'll shut us back down again. So we got to be very careful. If everything goes right, we should keep on going. Every 2 weeks, they'll open more. Phase 2 would be the professional services, finance, insurance, retail, administrative support, real estate, rental and leasing. So that's phase 2. Phase 3 is going to be hotels, accommodation, restaurants, and food services. Phase 4 would be arts, entertainment, recreation, and education. So education is the last step. So that's where it's set right now. So basically the county is going to go and tighten every corner they can because we don't know how much money we're going to get. That's why they're going to do what they can, you know, freeze and all that. And as of today, we've done roughly 2,235 tests, 74 positive. Of all, that's the total count for since we started. The ones that have recovered is 61. We've had 3 deaths. We got right now positive cases that are active, 10. The total negative results was 2,084. We've got 71 still pending. And precautionary quarantine is 61, mandatory 57. So on the total of that's been released and completed all the monitoring is 2,316. So our county, I think, is doing very good as far as our numbers go. So we should stay good unless we get a big spike someplace.
Let's hope we don't.
Let's hope we don't. And he's being very, really restrictive. And a lot of it, they got us in the region with, let's see here. We're in with Onondaga County, Cayuga County, Madison County, Oswego County, Cortland counties. That's the region we're in. So everybody in that region has got to work to keep these triggers up, or he'll shut that whole region down. So.
Anything else?
Well, that's about it as far as county is. Hopefully we'll get, this will be the last time we use this computer.
Yeah. Agree. So. What a pain. anybody got questions for Herb?
I want to reiterate that, Chip. Herb, did you say that he will start paving? In other words, by the quarter?
What's that?
I say, did you say that you will start paving? The county will start paving?
Well, they're going to get everything up and running. So I don't know. They got to get it all set up to run. They only got $500,000 to start it off with. But they're going to do it in steps. Normally, they do $4 million worth of work over there every year as far as the asphalt. And the, so they're only going to do like 500 at a time, 500,000. Because we don't know where the sales tax is, so we're not going to do a lot of spending until we find out where we are.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Herb.
Okay.
I gave the other board members this the new fuel consumption report. Said we set it up through our meeting that we had a few weeks ago. I believe you guys all got a copy of it, right? Okay. Any comments or questions on that? Okay. Quickly, well, not necessarily quickly, but this, I think I sent everybody a copy of the quote from Mirabito to do the propane hookup for the generator at the town barn. I know we had some question on putting it out for bid, which I can do, but in talking with Aaron, he negotiated a deal for the town with Mirabito since he uses so much propane with his businesses. We get a great price from Mirabito. I mean, nobody else could possibly touch it as far as the propane. I don't know if you want me to go ahead and still try to get other quotes or on that.
I do.
Okay.
And I don't want you to put it out for bid either. I'd like you to do a cold call. I don't know what the rest of the board wants. Aaron might have done a great job. Prices are down right now, way down. And Mirabito is not the lowest price.
Okay, I'll call.
Superior, Central Square, Country Propane, so on and so forth. Just document each one and what the installation cost is, because every one is going to be a little bit different on installation.
Sure.
What are we going to have, a 500 gallon or two 250s? What are you going to have?
Two of the 250s. Yep.
Yeah, that's what they recommended was two of the 250s.
By code, I mean, it's different now, but you got to have the, what do you call it? The copper tube. Yeah, the coating on it, and so on and so forth.
Right.
I find it old carbon is a lot better.
Okay.
I might want to ask about the pre-buy.
Hey, Mike.
I don't know. Check with them on that.
Normally, don't start pre-buy until July.
July.
But they may do by now when you're getting the quote for the year.
I don't know if that would they would do that for a municipality or not. I don't know that.
I know I do it personally, but
besides, honestly, we're not going to be using that. Really.
No.
It's going to sit there until we need it. So they're not going to make a lot of money off us.
Right.
Propane here.
Yeah, so I say the two together.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll find out. I'll look into it over the next few days.
Hey, Mike.
propane deal that it was just for this building, right? It's not going to be, or is that going to be also?
It's for any propane usage we have.
Any propane usage.
Okay. Next thing, the internet for the highway barn. I get every day, I get webinar things that are pertain to Ted, pertain to the highway department. He has no way of doing that. He has no email. He has no way of looking at the weather that's coming up, which we know is pretty important for highway people. Just general communications. I had when we had that confusion with the town of Albion and Orleans County about the Coffin gravel pit thing, the guy wanted to email Ted. So he had to email me everything, and then I had to take it to Ted. So just, it was my thought, actually, to get...
It's like the name. So, like, same thing with Hans, because, you know, went ahead and ordered that welder. He's got to send an email to Amy. And then Amy has to send, you know, let me know what he sends. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, my thought was just, you
know, let's get into the 21st century.
Right. It's
I have no problem with you having internet up there. None whatsoever. However, I ask that you use it. In other words, at one meeting here, you said, I'm not going to be working on any computer. That's what you told me, personally. So, I need you to sit there and tell me.
No, I'll do it for what comes to me for the town. I mean, sitting here just to email you guys, to chat with you guys? No.
That's not what I'm looking for. But,
okay, then we're straight on with it. I'm not going to, email back and forth. I'll come and talk to you like I did the other day. I'll come and see you.
Yeah.
With the county, I can't do that, and I can't run to the state, you know, because a lot of times I get it through Doug. Doug lets me know what's going on, because he gets it.
Well,
I would like to have it to where when I walk in, boom, okay, I got this here, I got to take care of it.
If you have an email account and internet, yes, you can communicate with the county and the state. You wouldn't have to drive over there. You can send them. It's going to be a learning curve.
Oh, I know it's going to be. But
it's something we need to get you into the first, the 21st century.
I'm all for it. Yep.
As long as you.
So if I need help, I'll have you come right down and sit with me.
I don't know if I want to do that. But
okay. Do you want to put that to a vote right now to go ahead and proceed with that?
I would if I don't have a problem. Yeah, it's going to be.
Anybody give any prices on it yet? Where it's going to be for price wise?
No idea.
We go down something to order consensus. We should at least know what
someone. Well, what's available?
I mean, I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that's
just Spectrum going by the highway barn now. That's what.
Yep. One of the two.
Personally, if it were me, I mean, I have Spectrum, but I would think the Spectrum is probably cheaper and it's going to be faster, and maybe turn the phone over to that too, to see what the costs are.
Right. Have it.
Yeah.
I'll check on it.
I get 400 megs Spectrum plus a telephone line at $69 a month.
I bet we're. Do you know how much we're paying for his right now?
His phone bill was high this month.
I know.
Having $50 a month just
for using it's around 70.
Okay, 70. Spectrum is how much did you say? 70.
Right, and that's both of them. So okay. Why wouldn't you?
I'll make some phone calls. I'm going to spend a lot of time on the phone here coming up.
That's why you're making a big buck, Mark.
Right. Okay. The last thing I have as far as the highway department is I wanted to clear up any confusion on the discussion about the 10-hour days. I personally did speak to the business agent. And he was quite clear
in his statement that based on clause number 13 in the contract, maintenance of standards, by past practice, they've always done past practice. And I checked on what you had said, Rick, about new employees. It doesn't matter. The day they sign up, they're under that contract. And that's continues from there. So what he told me was, if we don't like it, if we're not happy with it, that's fine. This is a negotiation year, and we should bring that to the table to negotiate what we're going to do with that 10-hour day, whether we make it 10 and a half or whatever. And he said, if we fight it at this point, which is within our rights, we can do that. They will grieve it. It'll probably go to arbitration. And then we'll just have to decide if it's worth it for us to continue that argument. I just base it on my experience from 25 years ago when I was a supervisor at Scholler. We always lost those time arbitrations. So, but things may have changed. I mean, that was 20 years ago or more.
Go back and forth.
Yes, sir.
Bottom page 9, top page 10.
Where it says that we set the hours? Correct. But it's always been 10 hours. I mean, for the last however many years, it's been 6 a.m. to 4 p.m.
No. No. No, it's not. I disagree with that statement.
Okay.
We do not always pay our highway employees lunch. We do not always get a paid lunch.
I have a son-in-law that died.
That worked there 25, 28 years. So when you guys tell me that, I'm going to disagree.
So yours, I'm not. Right.
All right, now, supervisor, superintendent, before Steve Crown, we had 10-hour days. I think it originally started in the summer when he was paving and working with the town, because you could get your edge worker signed, had to put your cones out, and it took time to do that. So you lose an hour on each end, so they'd work 10 hours. It started for 2 weeks in the summer, and then the gradually got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I forget what it was. Maybe it was early summer, like June or so, when Cromp was superintendent. He moved it up to, it seemed like it was starting in March for that, all the way into November. And we were getting late snowstorms and early snowstorms. We had way overtime, like on the weekends, sometimes double time in the summer. So that's my, I don't care about the 10 hours, I'd like to shorten the season. That's my comment.
You're right, we do have a window over that.
Shorten the season, that's what I want to do. And I think we've got control to do that.
Yes, we do. We might agree, but I will. But the problem is regarding the lunch. Does anybody know when for sure that started? I don't. I can't tell you.
I don't either. Anybody?
Orwell started it. Because Orwell was doing it. Jimmy thought that would be a good idea. The problem, you allowed that, Aaron?
No, I always said no. When I was in, it was always 4:15.
A little bit early because they had to get to the post office before it closed.
Right.
Am I right or wrong? And that was one employee that did that. And in the wintertime,
let me rephrase. When they were working,
let's just say noon to 8 o'clock at night.
Not 8:30.
Like the state does and the county and so on and so forth.
If that was storming out
and they ate their lunch when they're driving the truck,
they got a paid lunch hour.
In other words, they left at 8 o'clock.
I don't have a problem with that.
They eat when they run. But let's face it, everybody stops in the middle when you're going to fill up with sand or whatever. They come in, they take a break.
I agree with it. I agree with you 100%.
The taxpayers in this township, I don't feel
from what everybody has said to me, that they go along with paying lunches to their highway employees.
I mean, they don't
drive very far to work. But you know what? I'm only one person on this board.
Three of you
that I know of.
Count four, count you.
We're going to have to run for re-election. We'll leave it up to the people if you want.
Taxpayers.
Well, you know, that's up to you guys to where negotiation time.
Well, right now, it's not a negotiation. Right. Never agreed for a paid lunch.
Exactly.
Okay. In any agreement, in the agreement we have, it's not in there. Past practice.
Negotiation won't be
those. It's never been here. No.
My husband worked over 30 years, 30 years there at lunch, at lunch. He wanted to lunch, and then they bring home at lunch, because it's a snowstorm or whatever.
But you never got out half hour early.
No, he worked until 4:30.
A work day is 10 and a half hour.
Right, but he got home at 4:30.
If you're working at 10, 10 and a half.
Right, it's 10 and a half, you're working
at. And
well, that's the thing.
With a long spread and virus in the rhythm, every hour,
we're going to. Okay, so here's my thought.
The other thing is
sorry, Carl.
Well,
yes, it doesn't agree to ask that question because they don't want to talk. I need this.
It's fine. More in the center.
Still in here.
What are you talking about? What is that? So, I mean, any place after work, at work, 2 or 3 hours, we're at a coffee break. You can go to work and drink coffee.
Hey, you see,
if you drink coffee, first come home.
All right, so here's the solution. As of right now, they work 6 to 4:30. If they want to grieve it, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
We'll agree.
Okay, so.
But yeah, that's no problem. That's what I say. I mean, it's not me. That's. You know, the union.
And the reason why, is I tell you right now, and Aaron knows it and I know it, when it gets towards the fall, you guys show up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you got 2 hours before you even get daily. So
right.
There's a lot of time that work is not really, I'm not trying to, you know.
Right, but we switch that to 7 when fall time comes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's no problem.
All right, we got a procedure.
Yep.
Can I ask my question now?
Sorry. Sure.
On this and register inspection. All right. Why is that not on there? Your checkoff sheet where it's being looked at. Doesn't have to be looked at every month, but they should get used to looking at that if it's on the window, or if it's in the glove department wherever you keep the paper. That should be looked at and it should be documented on that sheet. Should be added to that sheet that you got. It's a good system you got.
And I will put it on there.
And you're missing a month or 2 months, you know, and then get stopped by the troopers. And
something that happened. It's
just something, you know. That
hey, I'll take the blame for it. I got broad shoulders, you know. I've had so much stuff going on.
You don't have to worry about registrations, your license, or any of that stuff. So don't say you have to take it. The governor, he turned around and said, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
So don't even think that.
You
did when you got a ticket, there was
another half. Yeah, well, that's what I told them. You know, I've had a lot of stuff going on ever since all this has all happened. I mean, with that garage and the new guys, it's like when we go and we're doing shoulders, them boys have never done it. Every move, I have to show them how we do this. Now, you know, it's a different. It's not like with them other guys that say, okay, we're going to do shoulders. Steve Reeves. You know what I mean? Really, he had guys that knew what they were doing. This is a process.
Can I interject for 1 minute, Ted? I heard what Mike had said.
And you and I had this discussion.
I told you there were complaints about that they would make sure that the clock
has been switched back to normal time.
Okay, because I haven't heard anything more about that. I had 2 complaints about it, and I talked to Ted about it.
You got to ahead. Yeah, 10 minutes. It's always been 10 minutes, and then, like you said, they come by at 4 o'clock. Nobody's there because they left 10 minutes ago. Because that's the time that the clock. But the clock is back on normal time.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Did you hear what we came to, the agreement we came to?
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah, that's fine. But one other thing, Ted, that I can ask of you, and maybe I can get some. When you do these things with these guys, the training, you said with COVID,
Yes,
I know they talk to me about that going, but anyway, when you do this training with them,
OJT on the job training,
so on and so forth, can you document on that? I can get you some OSHA forms.
Yeah, if you would, yeah, because then that way there, if something happens, you can't say, well, I was never shown this or I was never shown that.
If a pest ever comes in, I would like to make sure that we are covered.
Yep.
Especially with three new employees.
Right.
I'll see about getting that sworn for you.
Okay. And
Randy, you all have
I don't have no problems with it.
Everything's fireproof put up.
Documentation, you'll never go wrong with having it. The more you got, the better off you are.
Right. If something happens, I'm a firm believer with it.
Any other questions for Ted?
Okay. This Thanks. Is yours.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
Okay, dog control officer. Obviously, Steve's not here. He's got a toe infection. Been told to keep his leg elevated. He has revisited the town road site several times. There's been no dog in sight, and he's received no more complaints. So that was basically his only report. Everything else is going along okay. Any other comments on the dog control officer? Superintendent of cemeteries, I got Brenda's report here. We had one burial, was $400. I deposited that yesterday. You all got a copy of the cemetery workers' time cards as requested in the past. Any questions regarding that? Moving on to the assessor report. He finally responded to me after a little prompting from Aaron. I don't know if my stuff was going to his spam or what, but he is talking to me now. And I think I sent everybody the copy of his report. We'll touch on it. The E-rate evaluation rate is dropping because of the sales. We are scheduled to do an update for the 2021 roll year. I have increased the assessment on the hotel considerably because of all the new construction. Properties I am most concerned about are the ones on the Salmon River, camping sites, newer homes, homes with acreage, and double wide homes. All of these have seen quite a spike in their sales in the last 3 years. It has always been the plan to complete an update for the 2021 roll year. Grievance is scheduled for June 3rd, 2020 from 5 to 9. One of the bar members can't be there till 5, so we're starting a little later. I'm sending out about 60 change notices for new construction in the next week. I have stated that I will be available by phone to review any of these on the following dates, and he has them listed. And he gives his phone number and email address. He's also has a lot of construction from Amish homes, and these properties are difficult to value, the absence of sales and the homes having no modern conveniences. He has been working with them to sign up with Star Checks, and he has requested, based on my input, that we want to have a meeting with him in either July or August to go over how where he's moving forward with the assessment update. So I think I sent everybody that. Carl?
Yeah, you did, and Friday just read there caught my attention. He's talking about the 21 tax roll.
Yep.
Does he realize he had to make that? The assessment period ended the last day of March 1st, tax was the only changes to the mail on the tax roll now the previous day. And then you get the final rule. You cannot change the setting. He my first.
Yeah, but isn't that the 2020?
That's what the assessment's going to be on property in January. He can work from now on him or no setting and work on negative. For 21, we got a little bit of a degree.
But we're only in 2020. It's a year out, you mean, you're saying?
Yeah, but you're done with the budget for 21. That's what we ran around and we're playing. You're going to sell one. So the back row is for the budget year. No, hold on. I have the retail. Mm-hmm. So the demo you do that retail.
Like 2021, right? This and so that letter is correct.
I don't have it with me, but just get out and read it. By actual budget year 2021 January, actually. And say that that can change after the last day of February.
But I don't. We're talking about two different things. I don't think the assessment for the rebate are tied 100% together. I think they can be separated. You can be working out here to get to 100% evaluation. You can't change the assessment because that's they can talk to them.
I wish I had a room, but your memorandum of understanding was that you get 100% by taxable budget. 2021 budget 2021, and we can't do that.
It wasn't funny. Now the budget 2021 is set in October of this year. Okay. The assessment goal is set in February, March, but the retail is set in
February. And the tax on January, you know that, good last December.
Yeah.
He's going to be working on it for 2022. But I don't think any more changes can be made. I don't know if you're sure about it.
Well, he says in this letter, Carl, that email to the money, that it'll be back to the 100% by 2021.
Yep.
In other words, he's got 7 months, right?
Blindly.
Well, no. That is fine. But if it's not by January 1, my vote is termination.
He can't do it in January 1. Because he can't
change it. We got it written ready.
He can't change it until next February is the end of assessing for 2021. He can assess all the way up now, all the way up to February 2021. But just like back, it ended. The last day of February 2009. So the only change, like I said, is not a one degree of fortune. That's all we change. So we need to work on the business. That's all so long. Up to February, last day of February 2021. And you have
received $100 a week and $150 a share in them, or whatever you call them.
They've been giving $125
a week and $150
a week. Okay. And Aaron, from an upcoming this year,
So we need to come up with an amount we're going to pay the bar review number.
I mean, one thing I understand, you apply for it, you didn't pay anything. So they're not hiring you. I think your field got hurt a little bit here a couple of years ago when you already got 50% raise and they didn't even want that.
I'm glad you reminded me of that.
Denise got to do that in 2008. We was here September 9th. We had morning hours and we had afternoon hours. We had morning hours and we from 11 to 12. Just for the people who were second shift. And usually we want to close events. That day we was here 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We went home back. I had a year and a third. We had 50-some years. Now, if we get it, if you do get a new assessor or that assessor, if it changes, it doesn't get,
even if we don't read that,
and you can get a lot of traffic change, you're going to have money.
All right.
$200 and $250
And it doesn't go by hours. Could be days. That when I was on it, it was more than one day. Maybe three. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Any discussion? You guys? Comments? I'm fine with that. 200 for the two members, 250 for the chairman.
Have a no, I know it, but just so it's in the paper. In the, yeah. Carl made the motion. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, gentlemen. I don't think this is bothering me for a while. Code enforcement officer.
Yes. Okay, for the month of April, pursuant to the executive order 202.11, I have been inspecting places of public assembly at least once a week or over population, have found absolutely no violation. I have had a couple of complaints that there was some overpopulation. Have not found any business in the town of Albion that had more people in the structure than what they were supposed to. I took in 8 renewals. I issued 4 permits for a total of 12. I took in $490 in building permit fees, $100 in camera fees for a total of $590. I issued 2 certificates of compliance, and I had 1 formal complaint that I am working with the property in question, getting it cleaned up. Hopefully it'll be completed soon. And an FYI for the board, every month when I send out my advance copies, a sheet goes out to the real property assessor telling him of all the new permits, telling him of all of the permits that have been completed. And there is a complete list of all the Amish structures that are on hold.
Maybe that's the only one that's changed.
Don't know, but I know that all that information is available to him, and I've kept copies of what I've sent to him. Other than that, just another month in paradise.
Questions for
One question. I see the Dollar General has already started.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, how about anything on the cell tower?
The cell tower, I just talked to them yesterday. The company that is doing the foundation and the site work asked me if they need a separate permit. We're doing the paving room because they can have it started in the next 10 days to 2 weeks. And I told them that there was no additional permit necessary unless they can pay for it.
The response? Okay, the next thing under code enforcement is probably most of you are aware of the updated New York State building and energy codes that went into effect today. And Vern had warned us of that a couple months ago, thinking we were going to have to vote and approve a new local law adopting those new revisions. But I talked to Rebecca and talked to Vern, and she suggested she does these for several municipalities. She says we hold off till the COVID threat is gone. All municipalities are in the same boat. She's recommending that to all of them. And in talking with Vern about it, he stated that he hasn't even been trained yet. So how do you enforce a law that you haven't been trained to enforce? So basically, we're in a holding pattern. And that's at the recommendation of our attorney. Any questions or problems with that?
So we just hold.
Yeah.
We just sit back till either he gets trained or they decide that we're just going to finish it off.
Even though the law went into effect for the man, so we'll stick with the law so that there is a law.
Okay. Cool. Town Justice.
So things are not back to normal yet, but I was able to give the supervisor a check for March fines, zero for April, and we're just being allowed to open the mail, take the checks, and make a deposit.
I mean, we are guilty.
We can't do anything with it. We can't send out a fine structure or anything. So all it is get what you should have got done in March. Things are still being very quiet. As far as officers bringing anything, nothing is coming, fire tickets or anything as of yet. I understand through association here that we had a little situation over on Cemetery Street today. There was a little bit of a discussion with some of the officers, and we'll probably know a little bit about that. There were about a half a dozen there. But anyway, so the last thing that I would like the board to consider is this Bubba's property. Talking with Vern, Vern is keeping track of it. I've gone by a couple of times, nothing is being done. Last meeting, he didn't pay for the dumpster. They dumped it in his yard. It's still sitting there. We're spinning our wheels. We might as well get the attorney to get to the Supreme Court judge and get this thing taken care of, whether our town guys has to do it if we want it cleaned up. There's no sense to keep spending money to the attorney to come here, get an agreement, he doesn't do anything, and there's no repercussions. Either he's got to start towing the mark or get the town guys to go over there and clean it up and put it on his taxes or whatever we got to do. Aaron, how much money have we spent while you were there? I think we're up around $5,000-$6,000 for what? We're getting nothing. We still have nothing. We still got 10 tickets sitting out there, and we can't do anything until...
Well, I know as far as I know, he's the only, Ubis is the only one that has his own file in my office there.
Does anybody know the status of his file? And if the county takes deeds, then you take deeds within 6 months.
It's not in the catalog. It is not.
he paid the tax at the base plan.
Well, he's 2 years, yeah.
So if he was paying the deed, then he was paying the tax, you know. Not the base.
With COVID, we can't do much with the Supreme Court anyway, can we? No, September, but it takes that amount of time to get things started. You at least get a motion to get something started, because right now is October, it'll be 2 years. We still got nothing.
Right. I'll talk to Rebecca and see, you know, what our next step moving forward.
Direct result of that. Why should I do anything? Look what you got over there.
Yeah, I can see that.
Snowball.
Yeah. Okay.
This is my question from Marty.
Yeah.
If you had 10 employees, we've got about a high level of
That's something we don't know. We'd have to actually look at. But it has been done. Williamstown had the same thing with a guy named Harvey down at the old. The Southern Bar down there, used to be George Salonis. I mean, he wouldn't do it. They finally, that's what they did. They let the town come in, they cleaned it all up, put it on his taxes. But if you don't, then you deal with that issue. But we've got to do something. This has been going on for 2 years. We're spinning our wheels and wasting time from the attorney, wasting taxpayers' money because we're getting nothing.
All right. I'll talk to her and see how we can proceed. Moving on, any other questions for Buddy? Fire Department. Bill's here tonight. I'll go ahead and read his report, and then I know there's a few comments that he wants to make. Five calls in April. Beginning April, check register balance was $93,015.95. Monthly expenses for April were $1,584.41. Truck payment due April 2020, $23,980.67. Remaining balance moved to May was $67,450.87. In talking with Bill, he's brought up a really good point that I wasn't even aware of. We have no fire security alarm system for this building, and we could run into the same type of problem that we ran into at the highway barn. If it was to go on a weekend or something, it'd sit here till somebody noticed it already burning. So something we need to talk about, whether we want to spend the money to put a fire alarm system in here. I think you mentioned that there was previously an alarm system here, but it's
And then that was upgraded just below the siren. Save some money. But now we're losing the siren. So it's time to. And I had the conversation with Vernon. Obviously, it was the end of the day. And they're all. You have the situation you had at the fire. It takes a while for those ecotires to go off. And without a siren, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
It really should be tied into an alarm call system.
That may be something, you know, when I make the calls on the highway barn internet, I can look into the whole system, find out, you know, what Frontier can do for us, what Spectrum can do for us, that type of thing. Because I know they have a dedicated phone line at the highway barn now for that. So we might be able to do the same thing here. Any questions or comments on that? Okay, I'll look into that and find out, get an idea of what it's going to cost.
I'd like to see it soon as possible, but we have to make one.
Right. Okay. I will move forward and try to see if I can get a package deal on all these phone lines and internet and all that stuff. Because we're starting to get into quite a bit of stuff we're talking about. In talking with Tug Hill Commission, maybe Paul can comment on this. Right now, the way everything is, there's
there's not a lot of grants available for much of anything. At least that's the impression I've been getting. Do you have any comment on that, Paul?
Yeah, that's generally the situation. I haven't heard a lot of grants out there. There is some money that you can get on favorable loaning terms through USDA. That's the best source of money for municipal buildings that I'm aware of right now. And we have worked with other municipalities on community facilities. But outright grants are slim.
Okay, that's kind of the impression I was getting. So I will move forward and at least get an idea of the cost of it and see where we got to go from there. Thanks, Paul. I know another thing that Bill's concerned about, Vern's concerned about, and we might be able to do a package deal on this, is the situations we have with the Maple Landing development and the Salmon development. We've got $150,000, $200,000 houses down in these places that our fire department is incapable of responding to. The roads won't support the trucks. So if somebody gets down in there, cuts themselves with a chainsaw, their house burns, whatever, you know, they're out of luck. He was describing to me, Bill was, what they do in Henderson, which kind of makes sense. I think Vern's got us covered a little bit with the Maple Landing situation. He's put a sign up there that says already. The new one?
Wow. What's the Maple Landing? Is that the one up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, you want to tell us what they do in Henderson?
Well, the issue in Henderson is a little bit of a different area. The issue in Henderson is seasonal road. But seasonal road in Henderson is only for the trucks. But they're not plowed. They're not cut out. So the town and the fire department put out a letter and do the best I can do to remind everybody that they're going to see the road. The situation we've got in the land is different. That road is never built. That's not built. That's a footpath to the road.
That's the one down just here by
the one of the Oh, you mean the one up by the jump pad?
Yeah.
That wasn't built any better either.
That's not
a long driveway. It's got 911 like that. It was never built any standard.
These are the problems that Vern is facing and the fire department and in any they can't respond down these roads that aren't supported. They're not built right. Not big enough, they're not wide enough. So where does that leave us? I think probably our next question would be best directed to the attorney to see what our possible what we can do about it with this
question. Probably what property is what and how to let building run.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's having
some problems. I think we need to find out. I've heard it both ways. I've heard they can't run the boom and build them and say, come and get them. So I can build a road to them. And on the other hand, things change and people derive it, but I did it. So we couldn't get any exercise.
Well, when Christmas Associates came in, I remember it distinctly, and Rick was told to buy it then. They had everything surveyed, everything plotted out, and they had this list. The promises, one of which was there would be a DOT approved road on their convention.
Yep,
that was all in the application for a subdivision. Now, then later on, they found out there was a codicil attached to the property that said that it shall be for other wires. So Christmas and Associates promptly sold the property to Brian Jagerson. He didn't know about that little section hiding in the deed. So he bought it, and I didn't know about it either. I didn't know that it had been sold to Jagerson's community with building permit applications on properties that had tax map numbers.
So I issued building permits. Under the belief that the subdivision is going to be completed as agreed. Well, then Mr. Jagosinski was going to, he bought the wire, he bought the conduit, he bought the transformers, and he went to National Grid to have power put in. And National Grid brought to the attention the codicil that says that it shall be forever wild. So he just stopped paying his taxes. Some of the properties have been sold. A lot of them have been built upon. Some of them went for sale at tax auction. Some of them were private sales. But there's a lot of changing hands of properties there. But you can drive in on Maple Landing Road, but you cannot make a left-hand turn to get in to where the majority of the properties are. And if you could make that one, you certainly can't make the next one. So, I mean, there's no way you can get emergency entrance into this subdivision because nobody has fulfilled their obligation.
Too late now. I don't know if they're going to do a subdivision. They'll put the road in. It was. Well,
that's the way it was. Yeah.
And then they sold the property.
Yeah.
Walked away. And the irony of it is, later at tax auction, they bought a couple of them back.
So there's some nice houses on that. I had no idea they were even there. $100,000 homes there. So we need to address this one way or another. We got to decide what our legal options are. So I guess the next step would be Rebecca, right?
No. With the help of the fire department, I bought a sign and posted it up on the property to protect the town. And it was a very simple sign. I have it there, it is. And there's a picture of it that's on site. But since this roadway is not maintained, it will not accommodate emergency vehicles or fire apparatus. Year-round occupancy and or rentals are prohibited. Now, I had a guy call me less than a week later telling me that he sent a picture of that to his insurance company and they promptly voided his homeowner's insurance. It was, a month later, though? He signed the pole, everything was gone. And,
was it signed by anything? Did it underneath? That it was it signed by? Yeah, I mean, town board or anything like that?
No.
Yes. Okay.
I didn't have it. Moved,
yes. Okay. Yeah, I just.
Didn't notice. Yeah. Of condition.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Bill, is there any chance that you could possibly get Henderson's letter?
Absolutely.
That'd be great, just to see what they...
I go back, I do it about every 6 to 8 weeks. Big orange papers that I staple right on to the buildings that he's got. Well, especially there's a bunch of utility buildings that they, some of the people are using for cabin rentals. But I staple it on every one of them and let them know that they're not for year round, they're not to be rented, they're not to be occupied. And I just think all occupants have to like you say. But I do it and I take pictures.
Well, there's a lot of money down there.
Yes, there is.
I didn't realize that, to be honest with you, that there was that stipulation in the deed. Whatever.
That
wasn't
that much.
Yeah.
Yep. Nothing in there.
Yeah.
I don't want a $150,000 room, but I don't even want to know I'm there.
We're all in contact, you know, simply because, you know, we're trying to work with the guy up there. Yeah. Okay, the next thing is the Grand written contact. No. Okay, and that was the name last night. There's a couple of ballasts that are bad in the truck beds that need to be replaced, so we're going to get those to repair. I think that was it to clarify. Any questions?
What
are they?
Ballast. B-A-L-L-U-A-S-T.
You're going to come up and do the couple here that we had over here? Get the ballast there, get a couple done?
Might
as well.
That's what I mentioned to Bill, but those were new down there not too long ago, right? Yeah.
Okay, next department is NOPA. Is Stephanie still with us?
Is Stephanie Pierce still with us? Okay, she gave me her report, so I'll go ahead and touch on the details of that. She gave me the executive director's report, which if anybody wants to see it, either I or Amy or both of us will have a copy. I'm not going to bother to read through that whole thing right now. As far as today's report, I think as with everything, calls have been down. Looks like New York State gave us $22,000 grant for filling Medicare, $27,000. They do not have to pay it back. It is used for payroll. Number four ambulance is new. Very good. Any problems, they fix immediately. Two ambulances had slices in the whip cords, had to replace because in order to maintain the computers. They have not used the PPP, which I'm not sure what that is.
That's where the bank pays for the payroll.
Okay, that's a payroll thing. 1% yeah. Penalty, they do not take out taxes or other deductions for this 2 months to do it.
So that's why they don't want to use it unless they have to.
Okay. FEMA is to be giving us monies for rent and utilities. And we have an order for the sprayer and whip down. Oswego Fire will let us borrow one till ours comes in. So you've got one on order. And you have to replace the mattress. An estimate is will set $7,014.60. Second estimate was $5,152.50. And those are for four twins and two extra long twins.
Are they getting them from China?
Main worry that NOPA is facing is the camps all opening up on May 15th. Need to increase personal protective equipment that they have on hand. Having the 2016, 17, 18 something mistakes, and they're going to audit for mistakes. Sorry, Stephanie, I can't read your writing in this one spot here. I'm going to hold off for asking for monies, and they're asking for dirt from the county and the towns for the lot next to the building so that they can build on it. And if anybody wants to read or has questions, this will also be in Amy's possession. Any questions for Stephanie? She is here on the computer.
No, not a question, but a remark.
Okay, Carl's got a remark. Can you hear
him? I have to have a memory loss. But other than a few ago, everything down to the ground too. Now I'm going to get paid off and get Christmas money.
We get the gym paid, but he go to gym workout. And that's why, you know, all the towns we come out, we're paying $50,000 a year now. There are a whole bunch of $150,000 for the volunteers.
Yep.
Back 15, 20 years ago.
Everything changes.
And then that's only for other obligations to come in to the town of Dallas.
Right. And they're bill on top of that.
Pay the analysts.
Right. Okay, moving on. Amy, you got town clerk's report.
Yeah. For the month of April, total taken was $570,000. Now I have your $25,000, your JMA mark is $5,000, and your permit at $22,000. I issued $5,000, $135,000 with that. And the ordinary license. I sent out 14 garbage renewals for May, 5 weeks licenses for April, and I gave you the 14 for this month. I canceled one garbage license that was building permits, and as of April 30th, any cash to the debt from
$5. Any questions or comments?
Question or comment? Amy, under building code, building permit,
yeah.
We're on 11, under B2590. We're on that side bill.
Well, that's what my computer automatically does. We know that it doesn't.
We don't have that account.
I know.
Yeah. They won't change it or get them to ask?
I'll ask Williamson if they could just change that account number.
That wouldn't call it. Other than that, it looks fine. Motion to accept.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, got a couple of resolutions. Town of Albion Resolution Number 2 of 2020, transfer of funds. Be it resolved, the Town Board of the Town of Albion, Oswego County, New York, at a meeting of said board on the 12th of May, 2020, as follows. Whereas the Town of Albion Town Board has found it necessary for the fiscal accuracy of the town to make a certain transfer of money and raise the amount originally appropriated. Now, therefore, the budget appropriated in the following account, SF1-3410.4, is to be raised $3,000, and said funds are to be transferred from the account A1990.4 contingency, dated this 12th day of May 2020. That goes back to the January sale of the heavy equipment, the heavy rescue truck, where I made the mistake of paying the commission to the fire department. So I had to make up so that the account came out correctly.
But you're going to reduce that by $3,000 the next payment, right?
I did already.
So we shouldn't have a, we should have a zero balance, right?
Right.
Okay. That's.
Yes, it took me and it took Aaron a few minutes to figure that one out. I'm like, what have I done? Yes.
That's why I didn't sign this. I didn't understand.
Yeah. And the second one is the cybersecurity policy. Amy actually pointed this out to me reading an AOT publication. That require mentioned in there that towns are required to have a cybersecurity policy, and we had nothing. So I contacted Rebecca, and she used a template basically that many of the other small towns have locally that she takes care of, and sent it to us. I think you've all had a copy for at least 2 or 3 weeks. So we need to get that on the books. And this will be something that is revisited every year at the organizational meeting. We can make changes as necessary, but it's required that we have it based on state law, which I'll talk about here in just a second. Resolution number 3 of 2020. Be it resolved, the town board of the town of Albion, Oswego County, New York, at a regular meeting of said board on the 12th of May, 2020, approved as follows. Whereas the town of Albion town board has found it necessary to create a cybersecurity policy based on the New York State Constitution, New York Municipal Home Rule Law 10, and New York Technology Law 208, may be amended from time to time by town board resolution or local law. Now, therefore, the town of Albion computer system breach notification policy shall take effect May 12, 2020, and shall be revisited each year at the organizational meeting of the Albion Town Board. Question, because I'm not certain, do we need to vote on that, or are those just resolutions?
You need a resolution on both of them.
Motion.
Motion for both of them.
Okay. Individually, or can we motion both? Thank you.
Okay.
All in favor? I did.
Aye.
Aye. Everybody, okay. I can't wait till we don't have to wear these masks anymore. Okay. True. I guess I could.
You look so good on the computer. You know what? You look so good on the computer with that mask on. Yeah. Everybody can see it.
Nice. Once in a while, it's nice to look good with my face covered.
Who's doing your barbering now, anyway?
I'm good at it. Well, I shouldn't say I'm good at it. I'm experienced at it. Anyway, here's the supervisor's report. The receipts and the general money market interest, which I'm going to discuss this a little bit further in a couple minutes, so bear with me. Interest, $267.64. Justice fees and fines in March. It says zero, but I actually just got them from the judge yesterday and deposited them, so they'll be in next month's supervisor's report. Clerk fees, $50. Building junkyard permits, $870. Other compensation for loss, $476.19. Dog licenses, $58. Miscellaneous revenue, zero. 2020 late fees and penalties, $2,536.50 for a total of $4,258.33. Highway money market, interest, $21.62. We got a Teamster benefit refund of $689.04. And our first quarter 2020 sales tax was $41,989 for a total $42,699.66. Disbursements. Biweekly payroll number 8, $2,200 in the general money market fund, $2,273.47. Biweekly payroll number 9, $22.54.43. Abstract number 4, $17,192.05. General pay number 4, $7,185.24 for a total of $28,905.19. Highway money market. Abstract number 4 was $5,704.33. I'm just having a brain meltdown here. I think Carl must have got the wrong copy.
The one I gave you from last month.
Oh, okay. I'll look into that.
I got this month too.
Okay, I'll look into that then. Sorry. Highway biweekly payroll number 8, $6,217.78. Highway biweekly payroll number 9, $5,399.03. for a total of $17,321.14. So our account balances as of 4/30/20. General money market, $1,619,174.79. General checking, $31,377.31. Highway money market, $278,174.32. Highway checking, $35,306.93. Trust and agency, $28,559.90. Cemetery, $156,802.24. For a total of $2,149,395.49. Questions? I would try to answer them.
Other compensation for loss, is that...
Same, that's the same every month. Any other comments? Motion to accept? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
I see the trust and agency account starting to come down a little bit.
Sorry?
Trust and agency, I see it's starting to come down a little bit.
Yep, I'm going to talk about that in a minute, too. Okay, we're going to audit the general bills. Questions, comments?
The general bill, you mentioned the highway code being so much. Why is that? Two lines now, or?
The what?
The highway bill, the highway phone.
There's two phones there now.
That's what I was wondering if it was the two lines.
That's why it's increased.
Because we'll have to adjust that in the budget.
Yes. Same one.
Other than that, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Rick has made a motion to pay the bills. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Highway bills? Motion to accept?
Motion.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, old business. I have received one proposal for the roof. I have had, this goes backwards a little bit. The proposal we received, we were all here except Lonnie, was for the actual roof job from Schaefer Building Services Incorporated. We were all fairly impressed with the presentation that he made. But backing up a little bit, I have been contacted by three different architectural and engineering firms, all of which were from the Buffalo area, all three of which withdrew their interest when they found out that we were in Oswego County and not Orleans County. So my question is, do we need to move forward with the architectural stuff? Because this guy has a pretty good handle on things, or sure seems to. Carl.
That would be on the series of newspapers now for the rubber roof and tires. He was a very professional presentation. And I remember I asked him twice, the first time about the warranty for the installation. And then the last thing, when I asked him the last time, when he broke up, I thought we had it. He said to him and the rubber company were hand in hand.
Correct.
And I said, then they're going to do the final inspection on the roof.
Correct.
Come in and come in and they're doing the final inspection. Yes, so I'm assuming We've all covered them this morning. Now we got a note, I got on the in-law email or something that we only got 20 years on the property, 2 years on installation. And 2 years on installation, pretty weak. I mean,
okay.
You can get more than that on an automobile, put back up and down the road. I mean, and you was up there, Mike. I've been up there years ago when I was up there now. One of your biggest problems when you leave the roof and go up the wall, I don't know how they flash it in, but they're entirely, but that's one of your biggest areas to look for problems. In 2 years, I don't know if it does damage, but they lie open, no, in 2 years.
Well, I think Rick, you got the
bits that you have for rubber roof.
Okay, we can. But let me, I addressed that with him. I asked him that exact question. You know, we were under the impression that it was 20-year workmanship, 20-year materials. And he said, in his experience, which clearly he had a lot of experience, any workmanship problems are going to come up within that 2 years. And then any problems beyond that, they will work hand-in-hand with the manufacturer to solve the problems. To fix the problems. Now, I don't have a huge amount of experience dealing with roofing contractors or whatever, but I know that's pretty similar to the guarantee we got last year when we did our lodge building in Pulaski. The material was warranted for 20 years. The workmanship was 2 years.
And then he's warranting it until Carlisle Firestone put
it. Those.
They didn't want to do 20. You can't buy it. You pay actually, you have a 30 year. They just look at it as a cost. You just got to pay a little bit more. But 2 years is not a bad burden. In those initial workmanship, that's a good one.
All of the above. He named a third one too that he can use, but he says he has. He's a.
Being the Queen Central, if he's still in business and interested,
he's going
to do it. I almost stopped there the other day.
By the state gravel pit. By the state gravel pit.
The CEO.
Yeah.
All right, so do you want... Do we want to put a bid in for the roof job and the? All right. Where do you want to list it? Camden.
We hit the full sand of the
contract. Right.
Hit the full sand of the rubber roof contract.
Okay.
For
I'm sorry. Okay.
You don't have to do a measure, nothing else.
Right.
You guys,
he did it all. Yep.
Come here. Bill said they have a ladder and they can bring one with them. And I think we ought to go in that one bed.
Well, is there a time limit that we should put on the bed?
The, yes, there is.
Right now, we're going to be right here. I mean, if there's such a time limit, we don't get them in a reasonable amount of time.
Right. Well, the architectural limit was May 15th. And as I mentioned, I got three, and they all pulled their interest. So we got no one that's interested in doing the architectural or engineering.
Maybe I'm up for it. I said, well, you want to
Right. We did not put a bid for the roof.
Right.
Correct.
Exactly.
Oh, Okay, so we'll put it in Camden and post standard. Okay, I can do that. Yeah, I can have it by...
Before your next meeting.
Right.
You want to have it?
Okay. I have shared emails with Eric Johnson, who is, remember earlier, Paul was talking about our USDA rep. He's our USDA rep. I have not spoken to him directly, but he said that there is a possibility of low interest loans for the roof job. One of the problems is we have to submit a full preliminary architectural feasibility report in order to submit a pre-application package. Well, if we've decided to do it without an architect, I think we're going to have a hard time submitting that.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we're probably not going to be eligible for any low interest loans. And we've already been informed that there are no grants for roofing, per se. Right. So I'm kind of going to let that fall by the wayside. Talked about that. Okay. We'll talk briefly about banking. I have inquired in depth with KeyBank and NBT as far as getting a CD or something like that, and they both said, leave your money where it is. Rates are terrible. I spoke to the investment manager for KeyBank. His name's Bob Fenner. He said that the day that I talked to him, the rates were actually negative. So he said, just stay where you are, because at least you're getting a certain, you know, you're in the positive. You're like, that day I think we were down to 0.2. That's what I meant when I was talking earlier on the interest rates on the supervisor's report. You'll notice they're much less than they were the previous month, and that's why with this COVID and the instability in the markets, nobody's wanting to do anything with money. But he did go on to say that we may want to consider U.S. Treasury bonds when things settle down. They're safe, they offer higher returns than CDs, and quite often, depending on how you buy them, they can be withdrawn early with no penalty. So that's something I'll keep in mind when things kind of straighten up. I'll look into that again some more for some money. I wanted to make sure, as Rick had mentioned, that the information was in the minutes. I have been investigating it, and now's not a good time.
You'll put that in there? What you said? Yes, sir.
And between Aaron and I, Rick asked a valuable question the other day that I didn't know the answer to. So I checked with Aaron. He wasn't positive of the answer. So between the two of us, we both managed to talk to Laird Petrie, not knowing the other was going to. And I have... We are only insured by NBT Bank for $250,000. So I heard that, I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we gonna do now?
How about
these accounts? Nope, $250,000 total, FDIC insured.
You got over 2 million.
Well, that's a big buck. No. We are insured through NBT, through this company, BNY Mellon. They insure many, many banks with securities, I guess. So we are covered, and I get a report every single week that I normally throw in the garbage. In fact, I'm going to give this to you to look at, but I ripped it in half when I threw it in the garbage, but I taped it back together. So you can take a look, but it lists the assets that they cover. They are currently, their margin is 102%. So I'm assuming that means they can cover our loss. So we are covered.
I don't necessarily need it. I just would give it to Amy so that she will definitely put it in the minutes as well.
Okay.
So
so that we know, the town taxpayers know that we are covered.
Yep.
That's what I'm looking for.
And also, Laird sent me, which any of you are perfectly welcome to borrow, but I would like it back, investing in protecting public funds. That kind of goes into the details of how we are covered, since it is a lot of money. So I got to think to myself, my gosh, if we're only covered for 250 grand, we got 2 million in there.
Mike.
I never thought of that.
With COVID, that's
exactly.
You know, I just wanted to make sure that
you're hearing me.
So we are covered. We're in good shape.
Mike.
Stephanie, you have a comment?
Yes, that's why NOCA has four different banks that they have their money in.
Okay.
So they have the insurance on it.
Gotcha. Well.
Okay. Coming back to mute.
We don't have 10, 15, 20 million though.
I'm sorry? BNY Mellon? That's all it says. It doesn't give me.
That's different than
their broker dealer service. BNY Mellon.
Thank you.
B is in boy, N is in New York, and Y is in New York. Mellon.
Thank you, New York.
That's all I had under old business. I do have a couple of things under new business. Does anyone else have anything under old business?
You got asking about locking in the low fuel cost rate.
Yep.
That's going to come up later on, right?
Yes. But, yeah, we kind of touched on that.
With the propane and the fuel.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will take that. But
the company that sells both.
Right. Right. Well, Maravito does.
Yeah.
But I will also look at others. But they all said. Any of them that anybody that I've ever talked to in my life, they won't lock in till July 1st. So that's when we're going to find out anything. But I'll look into this propane thing before that.
And also state bid, they do state bid as well.
They do what?
OGS, Office of General Services bid.
Oh, okay.
In other words, contract bid for municipalities.
Gotcha.
Propane.
Okay, under new business, I wanted to let everyone know, and I probably should have said it when Herb was still with us. He delivered over 1,000 masks to us that are stored in the office in there. Received those from the county to aid in the reopening process. For instance, when the tailwater reopens, pretty sure we're probably still going to have some mask requirements, so we can supply the tailwater with some masks. We can supply Aaron with some masks for his business when he's allowed to reopen. Right. So we have over 1,000 masks. Well, we might have a little less than that now because I've given some to local people. Some of the people in this room.
I didn't see anyone here. You know, I forgot. Just trying to pick them.
Okay, the last thing I've got, which is turning out to be kind of a can of worms that I think everybody's going to be interested in. I've continued to work on this retirement system. I've been working with Jennifer at New York State Local Retirement System to get the system updated and to make sure all employees have the opportunity to join. Some of the funds that have been withdrawn from employee pay over the last couple of years were never paid to retirement because the way the QuickBooks program is set up. Going back a little bit, never would have found this if Rick and Carl hadn't have questioned what 414H was. I had no idea what it was. I looked into it. It says it's a retirement fund. So I talked to Aaron, and he wasn't 100% sure either. So I started doing quite a bit of investigation and found out that the money that had been withdrawn, which in most cases was not a lot of money. We're talking $6 or $8 from most people. But there were a couple of guys that are going to be impacted. Anyway, it was coming out of their check, but it was just sitting in trust and agency because it never got sent to the retirement system. It was just an overlook on, I don't know how far going back as far as supervisors. I think it was even before Aaron. So I stumbled on it by mistake. So Michelle, myself, and Aaron spent a fair amount of time digging back through, and this Jennifer has been extremely helpful. And she said there's really no problem because you can go back. You give the money back to the people that you took it from. They can reinvest it if they want to on their own, or they can just keep the money and say, you know, c'est la vie. I'll use it as a bonus or whatever. And they can be offered at this point, if they still do or ever do work for the town again, to become part of that retirement system. So I have not completed this process yet, but I will within the next week or two probably. So there will be some refund checks going out to a few employees that no longer work for the town. And then the other thing I did learn is that anyone that's a full-time 12-month employee, whether they're union, non-union, whatever else, it is mandatory that they join the retirement system. Amy's already been through. The judge has already been through. Mike Maxwell is currently in the retirement system. And Janice Condis has already been through. She's already put in enough years to where she doesn't have to, those people do not have to contribute anymore except for Mike Maxwell. Anyone that joins from now forward would be considered tier six. They will contribute between 3 and 6% from now forever, depending on their salary. Once they hit 41,500, I believe she said it was, then it'll go up to the next level. It starts at 3%. If they go above 41,300, 500, it goes to 5%, et cetera. So that's where we stand. So the three new highway employees will be members of the New York State local retirement system. I will have to add them. Jennifer's going to help me with that. And we all have the option of joining if we want to. Although she did say elected officials have to track their time for 3 months to be able to calculate what their percentage going in would be. So it was quite a can of worms. I've spent a lot of time on the phone figuring all this out, but I think we're getting there. That's just with tier six people.
3 months.
I don't think you can anymore.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, you still can.
Yeah.
Yep. Up to 10 years. We have no one in that category except Mike Maxwell. He's the only one that falls into there. Because anyone that joins now will be tier six. So they're going to be that 3 to 6% sliding scale. Anyone that was prior to that, like Amy, Judge Allen, or Janice, they've already paid in their 10 years and they're done.
Yeah.
But
I was going for 4 years.
Doesn't matter. Because you did your. Yep.
What about the refunds? Are you going to ask them to sign before you give them that they were offered the New York State retirement system and the client?
I haven't decided yet how the best way, and I may have to include Rebecca in those, you know, how I word that to send back to them. She said she assumes most people will be happy to get the money back, even though literally there's 10 people affected. 8 of those people were talking $15 or less. You know, one of them was $363 and one of them was a little over $1,000.
What they do is they go back and they research our records for years, and it's a lot of work
right, for
you and Amy to look back.
Now, that was another thing. Funny you should bring that up, because I look back and everybody has signed that piece of paper. However, nothing was done with it beyond that. I don't know. I think an oversight. I don't know if you didn't realize You know, it was never passed on from supervisor to supervisor, so it got lost in the mix. All right, so everybody's filled out that sheet of paper. Yes, I'm going to contribute. No, I'm not going to contribute. So we got that record, but it was never followed through.
Well, the only follow-up would be if the retirement got a hold of you and asked you, did this gentleman person work for the town of Albion, and is he eligible, he or she, for retirement?
Correct.
And if that is, if you don't have that piece of paper that they signed, then that cost is going to reflect back on the taxpayers of the town of Albion in the future.
It's not going to really reflect back because it's still sitting there in trust and agency.
No. I mean, in future, if they were to start drawing retirement system, right?
Yep.
If they stayed to Albany, that they worked here, and we never offered the retirement system to them, then in the past, tier 3 and 4 were eligible for that. I don't know how it's working now with 6, but I don't want the taxpayers to be burdened with that. You know what I mean? So I would like to see us, if we offer them the refund, it'd be nice to have them sign that paper that they don't want. They declined membership. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would have to be a release.
However, you want to do, so it's in the file. For the future.
Yes.
Supervisor.
Yes, that's what I'm.
It's in the packet that I hand out for employment.
It is.
Yep.
So when they get hired,
yep,
and the paperwork goes to him to be put on payroll, he's got it all
ready. Right. But what I'm saying is, since before Aaron, it has never been added to the
packet.
No, it's in the packet.
In the packet.
It just never went to the retirement system. You know what I mean? It never, people were never added.
Okay.
It was just overlooked. So the money was coming out of their checks. It was just going into trust and agency and not everybody. Right. That's what I mean. It was random.
But you guys were still, you're still doing the retirement report, right?
Yes. That's.
What about the part-timers? They were never added on there?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
But never
to
the state.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Which, according to the state, they don't have a problem with that. It's okay. It was an oversight, and these people could still have the option of joining on their own if they want to, but they don't have to, and we can refund their money to them because it was taken from their checks.
Yeah.
It was just never paid to retirement. So just an oversight.
They were never added to the report then.
Right. There's 4 people on our report. Amy, the judge, Janice, and Mike Maxwell. That's it. Well, you'd have to go back.
No one, too, right?
Yep, they're not on there yet because I'm still working on adding them. Yeah, they're as of March 10th, she said that's the day they signed. They're in. And she said, that's no problem. I can go back. I can retroactive it to March 10th and move forward from there. So
they used to be really fussy on their reports. If you don't have them in on a certain day of the month.
Still is. It's still like that.
They'll call. I would definitely know when this guy here was Lex or Carl. Because they would always call.
Yep. And they still do. Well, now they email. Immediately.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's where we stand with that. And that was my last bit of new business. Does anybody else have anything under new business? Can I have a motion to all in favor to end the meeting? Aye. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you all.
Oh, God. Yeah.